listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney.
I'm Tom Hardy.
And guess who else we have? Guess it. Who is that? What's her name?
Infamous.
What's her name? Infamous. She has to tell us.
Oh, Carrie Mooney.
Carrie.
Infamous. I like
Carrie.
That.
Carrie Mooney. Carrie. Yes, yes. So we got the team tonight. And, you know, as well as we know, Tom, Carrie is the glue that helps keep the tour team together between her and Tracy. Makes us look good. You know what I'm saying? We're not perfect. We're perfectly imperfect. Right? I mean, that's just how we are. And that's how we roll. Right, Tommy boy?
Why do you always have to use the word roll?
Well, because we're made of rules. We're Pillsbury Doughboys or something like that. Is that what you're getting to, Tom?
I wasn't sure.
Huh?
Better.
Well, wait. Maybe I got that one because, look.
Drum roll, please.
And then Tom said it, so every time, and you know what, hey, wait, you know, I'm glad everybody's tuned in to our podcast. Make sure you follow us, make sure you go and leave a review, tell us something nice, tell us something good, tell me something good. Well, Tom's shaking your head, don't shake your head at me, and so you want to tell us something good, go leave a review, you know, tell how corny Tom's jokes are, and I'm not the only one that doesn't get it. Carrie doesn't get them either. So if any of you out there in podcast land know how it is, Tom's jokes are sort of, yes,
I can be hired out for bar
mitzvahs. Did you ever notice they always call it dad jokes, but there's never something so corny coming out of women that they call it a mom joke? Did you ever notice that?
Well, how about we start that?
These are things I think about.
Well, these are what we're going to start. So we're going to start calling them mom jokes from here on out.
Mom jokes.
Mom jokes. Mommy jokes. Mommy
jokes.
Mommy didn't care. Take us to the fair. No, that was daddy. Daddy didn't care. Why is it always on dad?
It's always on dad.
Good old dad.
I don't know.
Dad is always, hey, my name's dad. That's how we are. But anyways, I'm glad you're tuned in. Make sure you go to theobesityrevolution.com. Make sure you join our free group. And the app's coming downtown. We're getting ready to go full bore on that. And it's got some other things to do. My book is going to be coming out. That's what we can't wait for. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to come out someday. But anyways, we're here going to have a good time tonight. And you know, you all are the best part of the Obesity Revolution. I say that over and over again. You know, thank you for, you know, listening to us. Thank you for putting up with Tom. And, you know, just thank you for everything from the bottom of our heart, because this is real to us. Right, Tom?
Sure.
Tom, see, Tom's now butt hurt. That's what he is. I can see that his butt is hurt right now. He is going. But, I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited about having you on too, Carrie.
Well, thank you.
We're going to be doing this, you know, more often. Our guests, we're getting a whole plethora of guests that we are going forward with. And we're going to, this year, 2022, is going to be awesome. Matter of fact, this is the second show of 2022, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I think that every one of us, you know, need change in our life. You know, I know I do. I know that Tom and Carrie, we all talk about that. And it's going through every one step at a time, you know, making sure that we're doing what we can do. It's not about what we can't do. It's about what we can do.
Yeah.
And today, folks, and Tom and Carrie, today at therapy was a, man, I thought, where's that muscle? Is that, where's that muscle at? Wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. Is that a muscle? I thought that was a bone. No, that's a, oh, that's a muscle. Oh, my good. Oh, I thought that was my toe. No, that's a muscle. I mean, I was going all the way through, and they were doing things, and it's good. I had to get all these things woke up. It's time to get woke, if you will, as everybody says, right? My muscles are getting woke. Yes, yes, yes.
How far did you walk today?
It's not, no, it's not. Today, it wasn't about how far I walked. It's not.
Oh,
it's,
what was it, today?
Today is things I have, everyday things I have to do. So it's conditioning. Okay. So me doing walking, I can, you know, do that no problem. It's the everyday conditioning, the turning, you know, the getting dressed, the, you know, going to the bathroom on my own. And I tell you what, that's, there's nothing like going to the bathroom on your own. You know what I'm saying?
On your own what?
Because he, huh?
On your own what?
Solo.
Oh, solo. Oh, okay.
Oh my God! I just got that.
I don't get it. Is that supposed to be a joke?
Gosh.
You got his joke? Explain it to me. I'm
on your own, like your own shoe, your own sock. On what is yours that you're going to the bathroom on? On your own what?
See.
On my own butt.
Right.
Yeah.
I got it. A little slow on the uptake,
that,
but I got
that was a little slow, right? I mean, but
well, yeah.
I thought you were serious. What do you mean on your own what? on my own volition.
Okay.
Is that a word?
Sure.
Volition.
It is.
It is? Yeah. Okay.
It means you're meant to
that's
do
what
it.
I want. Meant, yeah, okay, thank you, Scholar Tom.
You chose
thank you,
to
scholar.
Do it.
Huh? I chose to do it, okay.
Yeah.
And back to our dictionary.
Nobody told you to
dictionary.
Do it. You just did it.
I did it, yes. Well, but there's things, you know, this is 14 weeks since I got to see, you know, Jess and the girls. 14 weeks this past Saturday. I mean, I would have never in my a million years thought that I'd be 14 years away from my 14, you know, weeks.
Weeks. Yes,
this is the longest you've ever been away from any of them, right?
Any, yeah, I've never
That's
been.
Hard.
No,
yeah.
I never was a week away from them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, except like when I go into the hospital, it's never been more than 3, 4, 5 days, you know?
Yeah.
And then whenever I traveled, whenever Maddie was first a baby, I'd go and I'd come back. You know what I'm saying? Because I was able to travel in 2010. Matter of fact, the day Maddie was born, I had to travel down to southern Missouri, about 5 hours away, and do schools the next day. And so that was how the 26th, which is schools were going back, and that was their first day of school, and they had to come into the school. So, yeah. That was back when Maddie was born, and then Livy was born 2014, and of course Kenzie 2016. So, and that's whenever, you know, I reached out to the trainer, you know, and was able to do that. And Tom's got a little bit of a cough. You okay, Tom?
I'll live.
Tom's, you'll live.
You okay. Got a feather in your throat?
I don't know what the deal is. It's not the cough that gets you in any way, it's the coffin they take you away in.
Huh?
That's what my mom used to say. And that was a mom joke. It's not the cough that gets you. It's the coffin they take you away in.
Oh, coffin. Yeah.
Oh,
gotcha.
My goodness.
Then, wow.
Now you know where I got it. She's also the one, for her epitaph, she wanted us to write, "I told you I was sick."
What? There's another ba-dum-bum.
Yep, that's okay. What my mom wanted.
Hit it.
But we should get him right away because I don't... you know, I don't know, Tom. See, Carrie, listen, go with me here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And I mean,
Tom, you're in trouble.
So here, no, think about this though. Before we get into this, you know, great. By the way, this is going to be part two of the show about last week from the attitude toward obesity needs to change. But am I the only one that doesn't get Tom's jokes? Because I see you.
No.
Okay. You don't. And like, we're pretty jokey.
And you are very jokey.
Yeah, but he seems to be very chokey. Like his
okay, so Sean, here's what I've decided.
Okay,
I've known you for years.
Yes.
I've known Tom for a little while now. You, Sean, are very punny.
Uh-huh. I'm
and
funny.
Tom is very cerebral.
Okay, are you going to have to explain that to me there?
Okay. You like to make plays on words and puns and word association and stuff like that. Yes, you do.
Yes, yes.
And Tom comes up with stuff that you got to scratch your head for a minute and really think about it. After you scratch your head for a minute, it does make sense. You just got to try a little harder to think about what he's trying to convey. So you're punny and he is very cerebral. Would you agree with that, Tom?
Sure. I was just measuring my stress on my watch. It's pretty high right now.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Why?
Oh, jeez.
Because we're making fun of your...
No.
Your...
I just don't think I know how to run this thing, but that's okay. We'll try it again later.
His stress is through the roof, okay? Only whenever
random.
He's... Yeah, it was just out of nowhere. Thanks, Tom.
I was psychoanalyzing you first time together on the call, and you're playing with your watch.
I know.
Imagine if you're my therapist.
Oh jeez!
Well, your therapist would like smack you.
They get paid well.
You're like, you're paying for the therapist or your insurance or one of the two, so you just get to do that. But cerebral means that he's like thinking about it, or because that's is cerebral your head.
He's very clever, and the stuff that he comes up with, you got to scratch your head for a minute, then you're like, okay, yeah, that does make sense.
But I'm still in the dust about a few things that he has said. You know what I mean?
And some of the stuff is like my husband. It's funny only to him. True story. My grandfather, he thought he was the funniest person in the whole wide world. And here's a famous, my grandfather, I called him Pop. He was a beautiful man. Mm-hmm. Here's one of his jokes. He says, two penguins are playing in the bathtub. And they're playing with a bar of soap. And the bar of soap is slipping and sliding all over the place. And one penguin looks to the other and says, gee, I'm glad I'm not a Frisbee. And then he would bust up laughing. He thought it was the funniest thing in the whole wide world. And we all just sat there just looking at him like...
I get it.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
I know. Huh? But that always makes me laugh when I hear, you know, that because it makes me think of my pop. But it makes no sense whatsoever. But this is a man who also told me that he taught Les Paul how to play guitar. And people who play the banjo wear those things on their fingers because they used to suck their thumbs when they were a kid. So.
That's him and Tom would get along so well.
Yeah, you would very much get along with my pop.
I'd be like laughing and not knowing what I'm laughing at, you know, like. But, everybody needs to think, Tom, if you don't get his jokes, we're with you. I mean, and we're sorry, but we have to put up with it day in, day out that his jokes are. Tom, what do you think about that?
I'm just looking at the clock.
Why?
How many more minutes do we have? He's taking how many more minutes?
Tom, we love you.
Wrong.
So catch me up from last week.
Yeah.
I was unable to attend last week. Catch me up.
Well, yes. Before we do that, we have not told anybody about our pillars.
Oh. Ooh, ooh. Well, let's test Carrie, Tom. What do you say?
Okay, sure.
Oh,
okay.
Piece of cake.
He put me on the spot a couple
weeks
ago.
You can't. You're not allowed to look, Carrie. No,
okay.
No, you gotta look right at us. Okay?
Okay.
And we have four pillars that the obesity revolution... We is what gets us our message out there. The first pillar is what?
Well, it's IEIE, identify.
Okay, so okay, say them all. How about that? Good. You
identify.
Like, it's IEIE, like hey.
I got you.
Not EIEIO, right? So
no.
Okay, go ahead.
I-E-I-E.
So,
identify.
Yes.
Tom's holding up a sign. Identify, educate.
Yes.
Inspire, execute.
Yes. Whoa. Tom.
Yep. I'm awesome.
She did well.
Is she making us look bad or what?
That's what, you know.
Because we're like, Tom and I were stumbling over them.
That's why she's the glue.
Were you really?
Together. That's why she's the glue. Yeah, that's why she.
That's
she
why I'm
behind
the
scenes puts everything together. I spit, you know, things out, and then Carrie makes it, like, really, what you call it?
There's a word that I have invented. It's called Seanify.
Seanify.
That's right.
You taken my
Seanify them.
You took my Seanisms and Seanified them. That's exactly right. So
that's
but
right.
Yeah, you have to Seanify because I am a run-on sentence king, and I can't. You know, she makes my words look good because if you saw, I can't even say saw and seen in the right sequence. I saw that, or I seen that. You know what I mean? It's like. No, that's not how you say it. But I'm just.
What did you just say?
I'm bad. I mean, Nazis are notorious for me, so they make me look bad. But no, I probably make myself.
I am the word police.
Yes.
I am the word police.
Yeah. Word police. Yes. I am the word police. So
actually, I'm your word, more like your word lifeguard. You see,
our word lifeguard. Hey, he's drowning.
Yes.
That's what
I am. So, your word lifeguard.
So Carrie has thrown the now. Tom is also a wordsmith and a word between Carrie
very
and
much
Tom.
So.
They're incredible at writing. I mean, just incredible. I mean, just yeah. So it's like we have that, you know, down, but I don't have it down. And, you know, it's incredible what we come up with. And that's what I'm saying. I get my thoughts, my vision, and then they put it on paper for me. And Tom, of course, he's the producer of the podcast now. And he does an incredible job with the show notes and just incredible. I mean, has it down to where we can do these. But I'm inspired by my man Tom and us knowing, yeah, see, he's waving to give him some more. And what do you want me to do? Yeah, don't clap, just throw nickels. You know what I'm saying? Just throw
hundreds.
Quarters hurt.
Well, I don't know. Make it rain up in here. Make it rain. But now that we have the pillars, Tom, let's do, like Carrie asked, let's do a little bit of a, you know, this is part two, of course. Let's do a little bit of a, what did you ask, Gary? A little bit of a, she was.
I said to catch me up.
Catch me up. Okay.
Catch me up from last week.
Well, yes.
Part of what we're trying to do here at the Obesity Revolution is to bring the truth out, to educate people,
Yes. Let
them see what's going on, hopefully get them on board so they can pursue things like our legislators to get laws passed, to get things taken care of for us. So we can be accommodated, respected, and live a relatively normal life. And there is a gentleman by the name of Professor Donald O'Shea.
Donald O'Shea.
Yeah, he's from the Irish Times.
Ireland.
I was going to say, Sean, where is he from?
But he,
I love how you say that. Sorry. Go ahead, Tom.
No, you're
Sorry.
Fine. But he basically is doing this, and he talks about how we need to pay more attention to people that are obese and treat them with more respect. We need to make sure they have what they need. And this gentleman's been doing a great job, and they've been working with legislators and getting laws passed over in Europe to help people that were not getting help. So it's being heard. The message is out there.
That's good. That's good. Getting out there.
Yeah.
Can I be a bit of a cynic and ask, isn't it a darn shame that you have to try to lobby and pass legislation to be able to treat people with basic humanity?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I, you know.
To have to ask them to make a special, you know, effort to recognize the humanity of a class of people or a section of people.
Right.
I think it's just terrible.
Well, we've been
honestly
programmed to believe.
I mean, I'm glad we can do it, but
yeah,
I know.
Well, we've been programmed to believe that people that are overweight or just non-compliant, stubborn. I mean, I am those things, but they think we're not too bright, and we don't want to live, don't choose to live, and
don't
quite
care.
Frankly, it's all our fault. That's what they think. So why would they want to help us?
I mean, this is going back years, like the circuses, you know, the bearded lady, the big, you know, the fat lady, blah, blah, blah. So even since way back then, you know, an obese person or a morbidly obese person is the society's conditioned to look at them, and the obese people is conditioned to be comfortable or be accepting of the fact that people are going to stare and point. Yeah. Because it's the stigmatism goes back many, many generations. This is nothing new.
No.
This is nothing new.
No, and the attitude is getting, like, you think it'd be better, but it's still bad. I mean, if it's happening over there in Ireland, and I'm glad it is, the things need to change over here, even on a bigger, you know, scale. So for instance, let me tell you about an attitude, especially furniture, especially medical equipment, okay? Mm. The medical equipment is like pulling teeth to get stuff, okay? So yeah. I'm in a conundrum, like why I'm still here a little longer, because some of the equipment that I need for home, for my in-home therapy, is back ordered, okay? Well, not, and think about that. Wait, check this out. It's back ordered. So that tells you there's people that they're using it for, and when they're right. out, guess what? Yeah. It's being used. That's the same thing with clothes.
Yeah.
You know, Jess and I had a clothes thing for the Obesity Revolution, and we had 6X, 8X, 9X shirts and some pants. Well, we put them online. They were gone within an hour.
Yeah. Mm.
40-plus wow. people wanted them in a group of 100 people.
Wow.
So I'm saying this because here's what I need. I need a bed. Well, today I heard, well, I can get this one bed. They don't. Have insurance. They sell them, but they don't go through or bill insurance, right? Well, if I want this bed, the same bed I'm in the rehab, it is $4,500 for the bed frame, $6,000
wow.
for the mattress, $10,500 for the whole shebang. Okay. Now think about that. That's an attitude. That's a slap in the face. Okay,
yeah,
if you will.
It
it's, like, it's like a kick in the face. It's because that we can't even get out to have accommodations that are the necessary accommodations. We're not
yeah.
looking for luxury. Like, hey, you know, put me on a boat. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, make this. You know, give me this. You know, beautiful. I'm talking about beds. I'm talking about these Hoyer lifts, okay? If it's over 300 pounds, you're almost dead to society. Go up
yeah.
to 600 pounds, that's the next level. But after 600 pounds, you don't even exist. If you go up to some of the equipment that's 1,000 pounds, now that's all because of the attitude on people think that, hey, you got there because of you. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is it, and you've asked this question before, they have all kinds of medical equipment for animals that are held in captivity?
Yes.
Rhinoceros, elephant, hippos, you know, MRI machines.
Right.
Because
right.
they, you know, these
CT
these
scans.
Wildlife places and stuff, you know, because they're taking care of these animals. So the technology is there.
Absolutely
okay?
there.
Just nobody wants to make the effort or investment to modify these machines ever so slightly.
Right.
To fit people.
Well, we have
it's
to
disgusting.
Go to the manufacturers.
Yeah.
That's where it is. It's,
I know
it's
we
adding
do.
Somebody.
I know.
Here's where it's at. They want to change it. Well, what they do, instead of trying to figure it out, the skinniest person to figure it out, what they need to do is take a person like me and like Tom and like other people that are obese, put us on the table, measure it up to 1,000
yeah.
pounds, okay? And the thing is that once they get that, then they put us on the table, okay, that holds them. And then with the MRIs, it's just more magnets. Broaden
yeah.
it out. You know, Tom almost had a bad experience. You did have a bad experience,
I did have
right, Tom?
Nearly took my shoulder off, give me an MRI.
Yeah.
because I got stuck in the machine. And this was an open MRI, and I still got stuck in the machine.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Open MRI. Me.
I kept yelling, tell him to stop. He couldn't hear me. And he kept pulling me out, and my arm kept getting closer. I thought it was going to break my neck. I really did, because it was my arm was just like, kept pushing my head. He finally stopped. My arm hurt for weeks. For weeks.
Wow. I bet.
Wow, Tom. I mean, that's a shame. That, see, that's what gets me fired up.
And there was no compassion. Didn't say, I'm sorry. That's the other thing. Nothing.
Mm-mm. No, you,
it's
you
your fault because you dared to be overweight.
You're overweight. Well, here's the thing, for that person not to have any apology, that's just a shame. I mean, maybe you know what? And they'll go give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they were embarrassed for you. You understand? Yeah. And I could see that, and I try to go that, but you know when people are being hateful. You know it. You know it without a shadow of a doubt. You know when somebody's coming after you, and you know somebody has something with you. So what my whole thing is this. Is that if I can, you know, I'm in a hospital, well, they only have one room for a person that's morbidly obese. They need to have in every city one hospital that can accommodate a person that's of size, that needs that kind of, you know, help. And that's what I'm saying. Because of the attitudes and why, you know, obese people don't want to go outside their home, is because the attitude towards obese people needs to change. It doesn't.
Blind eye,
you know,
is not acceptable
it
anymore.
It needs to. We're putting that out there. It needs to. No. No, it's not.
Well, it goes back to the old game they used to teach called Lifeboat. And it started there with the attitudes. And I don't know if it started there, but it was an exclamation point to the problem. The lifeboat, what they were taught was, you get all these people in a boat, they're survivors. Who do you throw over the boat first? The very first person to get thrown over is the old person. That's not cool. The second person to get thrown over is the obese person, because they're going to eat all the food. So throw them over the boat.
And but obese people don't always eat more than everybody else. I eat more than
Sean.
Like
common sense. Of course.
I
still don't throw them over.
Carrie inhales that food. Carrie knows how to inhale food.
Wow.
But and we're taught, nobody says, hey, stop staring at the restaurant. Nobody says, you know, kids do it, it's okay. I don't have a problem with a child doing it because they don't know.
Sure.
But when an adult's doing it, it's just ignorance to me.
Yes. Yeah, well, it's behavior that's learned, though.
Yeah.
You know, the kids, you put a whole room full of kids, you know, all sorts of colors, you know, all sorts of sizes. They don't see that.
Right.
What happens is that they get conditioned to think that is, oh, look at that fat person. Well, they heard their parents say that. And they saw the entertainment that makes fun of it, because we even did an episode a couple, you know, two or three episodes back called Fattertainment. And that's what people do. They laugh at us. We're the brunt of the joke. You know, we're the one that never gets the girls, or you'll never be amount to anything until you lose weight. Yes.
We were at the mall today, and we were at Starbucks, and we were in line, and there was this family of people behind us. And I leaned over and kissed the girl I was with on the cheek. And they started laughing. Looking at us and laughing because, you know, she's skinny and I'm big. And they thought that was hilarious that I kissed the skinny girl. And it was pretty noticeable that's what they were doing. And they weren't exactly skinny themselves. That's just irritating. I don't know why people got to be like that.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
Well, because they have problem with themselves. Well, yeah. Well, but here's, so this means that we need to be.
Did you whip around and go, what are you, jealous? Okay?
That's what we have to do. That's what we have you.
Well, it takes you off guard, I'm sure. You don't expect that infantile behavior. We're not in freaking middle school anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
I wasn't going to give them the time of day. They didn't deserve it. I just walked away. We both did.
And I would have, I would have gave them, you know, a jab and said, you know, hey, you want to take a picture? It lasts longer. Hey, how about you laugh at this? You know what I'm saying? I just would, you know, push that to where, because they don't expect us to push back, and that's why we need to be on the offensive, okay?
Yeah.
Instead of defensive. Whenever we're on the offensive, we're going to be ones that's going to be able to call the plays. And what we're doing is we're allowing everybody to call the plays on us. And we're like going out there and we're on the defense, but you don't, your defense isn't going to win you games.
Right.
And the only way we're losing this is because we have, or ourselves and our group of people are on the defensive rather than the offensive.
The offensive.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, me? Okay.
I think he's
Thank
pointing
you.
At you, Carrie.
Both your cameras just clicked off for a second. You know, though, it is. I can tell you this. I'm sure it is incredibly difficult to be ready for a fight all the time or ready for a confrontation. I mean, it's got to be very, very difficult to be, you know, be tensed up and ready to, you know, deflect and defend. And sometimes you just want to sit down and enjoy a time without having to be concerned about, are you going to have to put your armor on again so that you can go, you know, toe-to-toe with somebody, you know, have a battle of wits.
Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing that happens too often.
Yeah.
And I think people just get tired of it, and that's why they get cemented into their homes.
Well, whenever you turn around to say something, you're taught like you're a Karen.
Yeah.
You are. You're taught like you're a Karen, quote unquote.
And well,
no.
It's not right. It's not. No. I mean, and sad you had to go through that, Tom. You know, but this, but it's like us. It doesn't, most people can't handle it.
I'm used to it.
You know,
it bothered me that
it
happened to person that was with me. It hurt her feelings, you know, because she was just like, that's ridiculous. I mean,
yeah, well, it is a shame, and that's the thing, because the fat person never gets a skinny girl, or you know what I'm saying, and it's not even about that, but you know, well, about, and so you can't do anything outside of it. Oh, you'll never amount to anything. You know, you're just fat and stupid. That's the mentality. And that's the way people are looking at it. And that's why we got to contact legislatures and telling them about the need to help the obese community.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do. We have to execute this. That's what we're talking about. So executing this by, we do. We need your help bad. And if you're in that situation, you need to speak up, stand up, step in and speak out. That's what we want to do. Stand up, step in, and speak out.
Yeah.
And help us. You know, we want to be a million strong. Because this is a movement. This is a revolution. And it's time to join the revolution. And see, we need to remind them that they need to not forget about those dealing with lymphedema, lipedema, and many of the other things obese people deal with.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is that so many people, Tom, you know this, that deal with lymphedema and lipedema don't have a voice.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, so many of them have been so beaten down, they just don't even bother. You know, a lot of people that deal with that, especially people that are home in a bed, they feel so down about what they're going through. It's really hard for them just to find the inspiration to stay positive and move forward, let alone have people treat them like garbage. And you get tired of that. It beats you down.
You do.
And they're telling you, well, you got to be positive and you got to love yourself more and push and get out of this, which is true. But when you got the world just coming against you on every side, it doesn't make it any easier.
No, it doesn't.
We're also taught as kids.
It doesn't.
especially if any of us have, you know, dealt with, you know, being overweight as children, you know, remember the teachers and parents who tell us sticks and stones might break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And we're taught to just ignore it and walk away. And we carry that with us to mm-hmm. adulthood. Don't say anything, just walk away.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but conditioning young people to do that is basically
that.
Giving the bullies permission.
We do. Yeah. It really is. Well, that's why we have to strike while the iron's hot.
Yep, now's the time. Now's the time to be your own advocate and get out there and do what needs to be done.
And like I said, join us, email us, you know what I'm saying? Anything, you know, office@theobesityrevolution.com. You know, we'll get to you. Message me on all my social media, and we will get to you. Say, man, I want to be an advocate. I need to advocate for myself. And I can't advocate for myself if I'm not going to be able, you know, to go full force in this and be able, you know, to try and judge. And people that are judged just aren't going to do it, right? I mean,
right.
So here's the thing, Tom. We're coming to a close right now of this number two. Give me your final thoughts. I mean, and, you know, we have to strike while the iron's hot. You know, we have the American Medical Association. We need to change.
Yeah.
You know, the ADA, all that stuff. What's your final thoughts on this, and how can we make it better, and what else can others?
When you go to the doctor, speak proactive. Tell your doctor, you know, if they're slighting you because you're overweight, if they're just trying to get you out the door, don't put up with it.
Yes.
Tell them, look, that's enough. I need help, and it's time for you to help me. And if you can't help me, I'll go find somebody else that will help me. And if you want to, the other thing is we can push this with our legislators. Contact them. Just leave a message on their phone. And you can find out how to contact any legislator here in the United States by going to www.contactmypolitician.com. www.contactmypolitician.com. You put in a little bit of information as far as where you live, and it'll tell you everybody you can contact.
And that will be in the show notes, by the way.
Yeah.
That, you know, Tom has gone, you know, really into this and delved into it because that you want to do something about it. Don't just not do anything.
Stop being a doormat. It's time to stop being a doormat. Stop the victim mentality. And because, sometimes it does feel like the world is against you and they're pushing you from all sides. But the only way to combat that is keep pushing. Don't stop.
Wow, Tom, that's good. And the further you get into it, because here's the thing, we want to get healthy.
Yes,
you know,
we do.
What we are is we're a different type of, you know, person that we have that is going through all these different scenarios, and we got to make change.
Right.
It's time to make change. It's like,
how
do we get through that to where we're our own advocate? And that's what we push all the time, Tom. Be your own advocate. Be your own advocate. That's what we push for all the time, Gary. Be your own advocate. And if you don't, guess what? Nobody's going to do it for you. And that's why we need to make sure that the attitude towards obesity has got to change. And Carrie, here's what I want to ask. Say one more thing, and then also give your final thoughts on this about, you know, making sure that we change that attitude that needs to change about obese people.
Absolutely. First thing I would like to say is, as far as being your own advocate, some people don't know how, and that's fine. But if somebody is advocating for you, watch what they're doing, how they're, the verbiage that they're using, watch how they're behaving, and then take that on so that later, God forbid it happens again, you can do it for yourself or you can advocate for another person. Right? So that's important to pay attention. Also, too, I think that it's really important for folks to validate and edify not only each other, but also themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, it's hard to do because we're taught, oh, don't be full of yourself. But it's, people have to edify and validate themselves
there's
as
confidence. Well,
we're
going to
talk about that.
And, yes.
We're going to talk about that in the next podcast, by the way.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between arrogance and confidence.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with being confident.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't care if you weigh 6,000 pounds. You know what? You're a human being. You have red blood coursing
That's
through
right.
your veins. You need to make sure you get that courage. And if not, come with us, join the revolution, and let's go forward and join it together because we are many. You know, it's not just one. One turns into 100, 100 turns into 1,000, 1,000 turns into 1,000,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to do, that, you know, to reach people that are going there and changing, you know, the significance of how it's treated with.
We are many, they are few, and they can't hang us all.
Wow.
That was from...
That's pretty true.
A pirate movie, but it's true.
I wouldn't... Yeah, well, but it is true. We are many, they are few, and they are few. They make it feel like that we're few. Whenever
there's strength in numbers, we got to get together.
75% of America is obese.
What did we say? The entire state of Texas?
Yeah, but it's the same thing as though either obese or morbidly obese. That puts a whole other spectrum on. There's 30 million people that can't come out of their home.
And we're being ignored.
But then on top of that, yes.
Yep.
Can I just say, I want to clarify, I didn't mean to say the entire state of Texas is obese. What I'm saying is the quantity of people who are obese or morbidly obese in the United States is the equivalent of the entire population of the state of Texas.
Good catch on
that. I wanted to clarify to anybody thinking I was calling Texas
you wanna,
a fat.
You know, tick off.
Yeah.
Mess with.
Don't mess with Texas. That's
because
right.
Because all my exes
don't mess
live
with
in Texas.
Texas.
Well, all my exes live in Texas. Anyways. Well, hey, that was good stuff. Make sure you reach out to us. All the notes that we discussed, the legislator Tom mentioned, how you can reach out to your legislature and your state is all going to be in the show notes. Do that. You know, reach out to us. Let us know if you need help because we'll be there.
Yep. We can show you how to contact us.
You won't have to worry because there ain't no mountain high enough.
Are you Aretha
ain't
or
no river
George
wide
Michael?
Enough to keep me
Diana
from
Ross,
getting,
close enough.
I don't,
but at any rate,
Diana Ross.
We'll put you in touch with your social worker. We can put you in touch with the ADA and get access to what is out there for you and then push for what isn't.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, in behalf of all the OBC Revolution team, we love you. You know, get healthy, stay healthy. You're the best part of the OBC Revolution. You that listen to us, your family, you that support what we're doing and have followed me, I count you all a blessing and can't tell you enough. But on behalf of me, Tom, Carrie, we love you. Until next time, make sure you realize you're worthy. Make sure you advocate for yourself. And
we
remember
love you.
Them four pillars. And until next time, we love you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.